Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to another episode of the Hearty Talk podcast. I'm so happy to have you here. And for people that have been sharing, for people that have been sharing, liking, listening, and this platform has literally been blessing you and you have been supporting us in one way or the other. I just want to first say a huge thank you to you. And if you are new here, feel at home. You are welcome here. Welcome to where we have hearty conversations. Hearty conversations that inspire you. Hearty conversations that transform you and encourage you most especially. So you are welcome. Have your seat and just remain calm as we share God's word today. And happy Easter, by the way. Happy Easter. And maybe you're listening to this when it is way post Easter. I just really hope that the Holy Spirit will speak through me. And his message for this period or this phase of your life would reach you. Regardless of, maybe the title does not seem like, oh, it's for you or it's not for you. But regardless, I just really pray that the Holy Spirit will speak through me. The title of this podcast is actually Beauty in the Power of Resurrection. I was preparing for it yesterday and I was like, what? Beauty in the Power of Resurrection? Where did this come from? But I believe that is what it's going to be. Why Beauty in the Power of Resurrection? I'd first like to say that the show at Golgotha, that is where Christ died, where he was hung on the cross, was not pretty at all. He had to surrender his will, his how he was the King of Kings. Basically, he was the Messiah. He had to drop all of those things and climb. He had to become the lamb for all of us. He had to carry our sins. He had to bear them on him so that we don't have to pay the price for it. That is why we are celebrating. We celebrated Good Friday. That is why he now died, basically. But I came here to actually talk about it and also encourage you and also just with you. And what am I just with you about? I don't know what you may be struggling with, but one thing I know is that there is no sin too difficult for God to handle. I strongly believe in the power of resurrection. I strongly, really, really believe in the power of resurrection. And the major force behind the power of resurrection is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is that driving force that rose Jesus Christ from the dead. It turned what was so awful or what was hopeless or what was like, we thought he was going to be the king. We thought he was going to reign forever, but he died. Is he going to even come back? It looks like all hope. It looked like as if all hope was lost. But the Holy Spirit, God came and said, no, my son is not going forever. He told you that he was going to rise up in 3 days. And in 3 days, genuinely, did he rise up. And he went to hell. He carried all authority. He took all the keys of hell. He took everything from the devil and told him, see, you no longer own the authority that you stole from Adam. Dominion that was given to Adam, you no longer own that authority. I am now having this authority over heaven and earth. So all authority, all power now belong to me. So as we believe in Christ, those authority now belongs to us. But the problem now becomes like, why do I still struggle with sin? Why do I still struggle with, if Jesus Christ has paid it all, why am I still struggling with depression? Why am I still struggling with sin? Why am I still struggling with lust? The thing is, number one, ignorance. It's sad to say, but like painful to say, maybe it sounds harsh to say, but the truth is, we are still suffering for the things that Christ has paid for. I heard someone saying a testimony in church. It was like, he was in a dream and I think he was oppressed and something. And Papa came and told him that, why are you still suffering for what has been paid for? The truth is, many believers, even as we have given our life to Christ, we are still suffering for what has been paid for. I'll share my personal testimony with you. I never in my wildest dreams, I never thought that I, Oluwamayowa, would be free from sins, like lustful sins. I never thought so. I never thought. I was like, okay, now Jesus, I've given my life to you. How is this going to happen? How are you going to really give me this 360? Do I think I can stop listening to things? Like, do I think I can stop reading novels that corrupt my mind? Do I think I can stop watching movies that I shouldn't watch, like pornographic content in it? Do I think I can be free from those things? Do I think I can literally be free from it? I feel captive. How will I do this? How will you help me? And I can never forget, Easter was actually, no, it wasn't Easter. It was the youth life period. Like, I gave my life to Christ. And that was how God started working on my life. Legit. Like, it still baffles me today. And I'm always like, who am I, God, that you have decorated my life like this? I can't believe it, because I'm in it already. But it's still amazing. It's still baffling how God literally gives me a 360, gave me a 360 turnaround. And I'm here to tell you that, see, there is beauty in the power of resurrection. And the beauty in that power is in the turnaround power that is available. I'm going to read a scripture. And I'm going to read Romans 8, verse 11. This is a scripture that I have been ruminating on my mind, like, for, like, since I saw it. It says, Romans 8, verse 11. The first head in Romans 8 says that there is life in the Spirit of God. Romans 8, 11 says, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living within you. Verse 12 says that, therefore, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. For if you live by its dictates, you will die. But if through the power of the Spirit you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. First of all, before you can even say, oh, you want to break free from addiction or smoking, or you want to be free from depression, first of all, you need to come to Christ. It is free. They keep saying that salvation is free. The only thing you need to do is come to him, surrender it all to him, accept him as your Lord and your Savior. How do you accept him? Someone asked me one day, I was preaching to someone, I was evangelizing, and he was like, how can I? He didn't even know what he thought he was born again. And I was like, do you even have a relationship with him? And have you given your life to Christ? It was like, what does that mean? And I said, well, it means choosing to live for him, now believing that he died for you, and the moment he died for you, you have now risen with him. You now believe that, yes, so Jesus Christ has paid the price for me, the price of sin. The price of sin would have been death. Like, that is, those were the wages of sin, like our body basically. We are in flesh, and because of the way we are in flesh, we are bound to live life so anyhow, basically. And at the end of the day, if we are controlled by our flesh, we end up dying, basically, because we live by the dictates of the flesh. But we are not meant to be that. So what does it mean to give your life to Christ? It means surrendering your desires to Christ. It means allowing, you are the one, you use your own hand, you give your life, you put it in the hands of Jesus and say, see, I'm now choosing to live by your dictates. I'm now choosing to allow your word to influence my culture, to influence my life, to influence my mind. Allowing your word to now renew the way that I think, and now choosing to live for you. That is what it means to give my life to Christ. So when I say, oh, have you surrendered your life to Christ? The first step is first surrendering it to him, giving all the garbages in your life to Jesus and accepting the new life that he has come. And that process of accepting is by believing. It's that simple. It is really simple. So if you have not given your life to Christ, we would have the opportunity to do that at the end of this podcast. But if you are in the position whereby you were like me one day, still struggling with sin, there is liberation for you. I have good news for you that you don't have to struggle. You don't have to struggle. You just need to desperately cry to God and even needs for you to surrender your life to Christ again, you need to do that. And I need you to know the power. I need you to know what Christ has paid for already. Christ has paid for your freedom. Christ has paid for your freedom from sin, from addiction. You need to understand this truth. You need to understand this simple truth that Christ has done for you. And if it needs for you finding help in like Bible, a place, like finding help in like the church and going to meet someone that, oh, this is my struggles, this is what I'm struggling with, they can pray with you, they can offer you help. And it also, you now need to apply wisdom. You know that, yes, God has helped you with this. You now don't need to associate yourself. When the Spirit of God now begins to work on you, when they've prayed for you, when you now believe in it, when you now eat the truth, you believe the truth, the truth is planted inside your heart, I can promise you, those urges begin to die. The urges to fulfill those lustful pleasures, they begin to die on their own. It will look like film trick. I'm not even joking with you. But that is literally the beauty of the power of resurrection. He says in that Romans 11, he says, the Spirit, that same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies. And that's the same Spirit that is living inside of you. So that same Spirit that rose Baba God, that raised Jesus Christ, that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that Spirit dwells in you and I. And because of that, you're not a victim of, you shouldn't be a victim to your flesh if you're in Christ. So that is my admonition today. I think I would have loved to have like a conversation with someone and talking about how it has been personally for me. It wasn't just an overnight encounter. No, it was not just one night and everything happened. No, I felt it happened over the course of like months and like years. I think for me, I gave my life to Christ in 2017. That was after my WAEC, before I entered university. And I decided that, you know what? I don't think I want to live the way I was living any longer. And even there were times in secondary school, I think God even really helped me already and really delivered me totally from those sins before I even reached like a senior secondary school, because of I went to a Christian school. I went to a missionary school. So I was already in that kind of setting. So there was already that space where, yes, that there were times for repentance and you could repent. So I think God already started dealing with me already, small, face by face. Sunday school really helped me also. Sunday school really helped me. God gave me very good and beautiful teachers whereby they were always in the Spirit and they'll be saying things exactly that was exactly wrong with me. So I want you, if you are in your teenage years and maybe you are listening to this, I know many of my listeners are not teenagers, but I don't know, maybe somebody may be listening to me and you are currently a teenager and you feel like no one understands you and it feels like I'm in this world, like it feels like you are in this world alone and you don't even know how it's going to be, I want you to know that you can trust God. I want you to know that he wouldn't condemn you no matter the sin that you have committed. I don't care what it is. I literally saw someone today and she called me. She was like, I don't even know who to run to, that I just had to call you. She's young, very young, very young girl. And I just know, I was just like, I just prayed with her, I spoke to her, encouraged her, continue checking up on her. But I feel like if you are young, maybe you are a teenager, you feel like, I don't even know who to meet for help. Who can help me? God is the only person that can help you. The rest of us here, I am a witness. I am a witness of the resurrection power of God. I'm not preaching religion to you. I'm not talking to you about religion. I'm talking to you about facts. I'm talking to you about what God has done for me and how he has beautified my life. I am sure that God is still beautifying my life. But the little that I have tasted, I don't want to keep it to myself. See, God can still turn your life around. That depression you are struggling with, that addiction, that peer pressure, you feel like you can't do without this set of people you are with. That's a big lie. That is a lie of the devil that is speaking to you. You can't do without those set of people that are talking to you, that you think that, oh, I can't live without them. I can't these people, this set of friends I have, I can't break. No, see, sometimes change requires the kind of forceful change that you can require may need change in your environment. So you might need to, that is a lie of the devil. I curse the voice of that devil that is telling you that, oh, you can't do without those set of people. No, I want you to know that there is change available on this side. There is peace on this side. There is genuine joy on this side. I just came back from Youth Alive today. And we had impartation service, and a boy was in coming, and he shared his testimony, and he was saying that I just got free from depression. I could feel he was so excited, he was so happy, he didn't even care how people would look at him from there. That was because he experienced genuine salvation. He experienced genuine joy. He said, I am free from depression. I am free. He said, I am free. Like, I feel like a weight lifted off my chest. He said, I am free. He was jumping so hard. Grown up boy like this, so jumping on the stage. He said, I am free. That is what freedom does to you when you come on this side. Jesus Christ's hands are wide open. His pierced fingers are ready to accept you. That, see, come over my child. I want to offer you restoration. I want to offer you beauty. I want to offer you joy. I want to decorate you. I want to remove those filthy garments off you and give you a new garment. I think I've said everything I wanted to say, and I think the Holy Spirit will keep doing the work in you. But if you have not yet accepted Christ as your Lord and your Savior, I believe this is the right time. There is no perfect time. There's no perfect setting. Just open up your heart and say this with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today. I surrender my sins. Please wash me with your blood. I believe that you died for me, and on the third day you rose again. Thank you so much for carrying my sins upon you and dying for me. Today, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Come into my life. Begin to transform my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We are welcome to the family. And in case you need help, you need follow up, and you actually did this prayer with me, I want you to reach out to the Hearty Talk Podcast on IG, on Instagram, and message me, and we can follow up from there. And also find a Bible believing church. Then secondly, I want you to seek and crave for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is actually inside of you now that you have accepted him, but you need to now stir it up so that he can help you walk this life. I'm so happy for you, and I am so happy for everyone that has listened. And let me pray with everyone here on this podcast. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I don't know who may be listening to this and may be going through one or two struggles in their life, maybe he's trying to break free from maybe examination malpractice, or he's trying to break free from addiction or smoking or peer pressure, whatever. God, I know that there is nothing you cannot do, because my life is a living witness of your goodness, of the power of your resurrection. I see the beauty of how you have transformed my life. And I pray for whoever will be listening to this podcast now and in the future. I pray that, God, you will transform their life. I pray that every chain and every hold of the devil is broken right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, have your way. In Jesus' name we have all prayed. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of this of the Hearty Talk Podcast. I really pray that this podcast reaches areas and places I wouldn't have even stepped in foot into, and the people that will need it urgently. I pray that this podcast reaches the far ends of this earth. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hearty Talk Podcast, and I pray you experience the beauty of the power of this resurrection. Have a lovely day. Don't forget to share with your friends. If you have not subscribed to our YouTube, or even our YouTube and Spotify or any platform, please do so. Why are you hesitating? Please do so. Join our family. We have more things coming up and loading. Have a lovely day. I love you so much. Bye-bye. By the way, my name is Maiwa, in case I did not mention my name earlier. I mentioned it in between, but have a lovely day. Bye-bye.